Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Ted Fishman's here. Always love having Ted on the show. He's so smart. We always get smarter when Ted joins us. Ted is a veteran journalist and a former commodity trader. That means he has ice water, not blood, in his veins. He's the author of two of my favorite books, China Inc., which is an amazing book we helped him launch back in the day that just continues to serve. In fact, it's just been released in China after all these years. They still want to know what Ted has to say about themselves. And, of course, his demographic work on Shock of Gray is still a landmark book. He's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back to the show.
So glad to be with you. I love the idea that I have ice water going through my veins.
Anybody who's ever been a commodity trader, you guys aren't like everybody else. Hey, Ted, one of the things that you've done over the years is you've become a Pacific Rim expert and in an area that we don't often talk about and Americans don't often even contemplate, and that's Indonesia. And I know you've been there many times. You know many of the key players and the leadership of Indonesia. We should point out that, as you say oftentimes, that Indonesia is the fourth largest country in the world. Largest Muslim population, and it's an interesting place, and it's not some backwater country anymore, is it?
It's certainly not a backwater country. It's just enormous in just about every way you could think of. Geographically, it's almost as big as the United States.
How many islands?
It's almost as big as 17,000 islands. I think people live on 7,000 of them. I'll be going to three of them next week. It's a big week in Indonesia. I don't know if you've seen any of the coverage of this amazing election. It's the largest one-day election in the world right now. But they send people to all of these 7,000 islands up in the mountains and the highlands and everything. Ballots travel by elephant, by boat, by dugout canoe. There's pictures of women in Islamic headdresses carrying ballot boxes on their heads as they cross rivers. Pretty amazing, and it's a genuine, certifiable, honest election.
Ted, that's a lot of hanging chads, isn't it?
They're literally hanging over the river.
So what happened? What happened? The election's over, isn't it? Have they counted them?
Yeah, the election's over, and in a ray of hope to small business people everywhere, this former furniture salesman from Java has won a second term as president and just solidified his popularity.
Widodo?
Very hard fought. Yeah, Joko Widodo. Everybody calls him Jokowi. and he's a gentleman I've known since he was working in his small town, and followed him all the way up through the presidency. And he's led Indonesia through a kind of story of our world right now with a pretty good result. The country is increasingly drawn towards more Islamic Sharia-type politics, and he's kind of stood in the way of the most radical version of that, fought against an opponent who cozied up to those interests as best
he could. Why should American small businesses care about what's happening in Indonesia right now?
Well, Indonesia is a powerhouse in resources. So if you're in the food industry, if you're in the travel industry, if you're in anything that is part of the global supply chain that uses plywood, palm oil, Indonesia is the Saudi Arabia of palm oil. The stability of that country is really important. And one of the things that attaches itself to this political divide that rides on tensions between religious hardliners and non-religious people is the nationalism that's in the economy. So all these essential things in the global supply chain would be harder to have access to had this other party won.
Mm-hmm. So the global economy, if Jokowi wins, as it turns out that the incumbent wins, who's more of a marketplace guy, having been a small business owner, that's going to be good for the global economy, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be very good for the global economy. You know, one of the things that Jokowi has done is, you know, he's given voice to the opening of the Indonesian economy. It's been a very hard thing to accomplish. It's a long, long slog to get it open.
Right.
But in fits and starts, it's happening.
And folks, Ted Fishman is with us. He's given us a great report on Indonesia. By the way, that guy's name is Widodo, his last name. Jokowi is his nickname. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Indonesia's influence on China as we negotiate a trade deal, which is very important and directly affects us. 20 tails, see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.